About memories, let's now talk to the author of a new book. It's all about Aston Villa and it's called Nobody Remembers Second. It is all about the era between 1989 and 1993, when of course under Graham Taylor, Aston Villa did storm to the runners-up position in the top division. The man who has written Nobody Remembers Second is Richard Sydenham, and he is on the line now. Evening, Richard.
Hi, Steve. Hi, Thomas.
Rich, how you doing?
I should mention at this point that Gary Thompson is a contributor to this book, and I have been having a quick scan this evening. I'm looking forward to reading more of it in the future. But tell us about what was the inspiration for the book, because it's obviously not the era that jumps out to a lot of fans. Why this specific period?
Well, Steve, a lot of Villa fans will be aware I wrote a book about 5 years ago called Ticket to the Moon, and that was largely about 1970s and 1980s, that rise and fall journey of coming up, winning the league, winning the European Cup and falling down again. And a lot of people said, oh, you should write a sequel. And I kind of laughed it off at the time, but the more I thought about it, I thought if there was a sequel in this, really, it's about that period under largely under Graham Taylor and Big Bun, because came runners-up, as you said, under Graham Taylor, and 3 years later, once again, under Big Run. So what was in a successful era? I think it's a lot of Villa favourite time because, you know, I remember obviously Graham Taylor had a bit of a reputation of playing the long ball and being a bit boring, but I actually thought it was some of the most vibrant football I've ever seen down the Villa with under Graham Taylor, with Dales on the wing and Sid Platy. You know, it was really exciting football, and then Big Run did to that when he came in. So I just thought that was a good story worth telling. Hopefully the fans will enjoy it.
Yeah, I guess for fans of a certain era, and I think that is my sort of era as well, that late 80s, early 90s as I was growing up. And Tomo, Rich has just listed off some of the names there. It was a special team, and it was part of, I mean, you were part of the team that helped build Aston Villa back into the top division. I know you don't like to talk about it. But
I'm reluctant to go on about it. But anyway.
But it was followed by some brilliant names as well as yourself.
Yeah, Graham had a reputation. He got Watford from the fourth division into the what is now the Premier League. They ended up finishing second that season. He's come to Villa. He's got Villa promoted. Obviously, he had to make some harsh decisions. But obviously, taking the club forward, he had the likes of Platy that he brought in and that. He brought different players in. Some worked, some didn't. But in the end, I think the first year they came up, they ended up just avoiding relegation. The second year, they ended up finishing second. As Rich is saying about playing some vibrant football, Graham had a reputation for just knocking it long. But in amongst that, there was a lot of ability, and it was very exciting. You got the ball into the penalty area, you caused problems, you scored goals. Graham Taylor, I mean, we fell out massively when I left, but we made up about 20 years later. Graham Taylor was the right man for this club at the right time. He was perfect.
Yeah, and I know the book talks about, obviously, how he was able to turn Villa from relegation candidates into league champions. And then, of course, Ron Atkinson sort of taking on the baton. I mean, Graham Taylor, Ron Atkinson, two absolutely iconic managers. There is also, of course, the story of England's English football's first foreign manager in Joseph Venglos. But we won't gloss over that because it's obviously a historic moment for English football.
It was just too early. It came in. I think Wenger came in a few years later, and Wenger had the same sort of ideas. Venglos was just too early, and the players weren't ready to accept it. It was a drinking culture. They ate what they wanted, and they trained and played. And Venglos wanted it to be more professional, just like Wenger. Wenger won games, ended up becoming the legend that he is, and Joseph Venglos ended up not being a laughingstock, but people didn't really accept him. But it's the same sort of ideas.
Tomo mentioned about drinking culture, Richard, and one of the things I did scan was Tomo telling a story about a trip to Marbs. I'll leave that for people who want to buy the book, but partly brought that up because it's not just, obviously, it's about the stories behind the team off the field as well as on it.
Yeah, absolutely, and shouldn't let Tomo off the hook here, because one of the reasons we didn't win the league in 1990 was because he beat us. We got the only goal at Selhurst Park, didn't he, for Palace against Villa late on. I think Villa was top of the league at that time. And obviously Tom Oates was doing his job and I'm winding him up. But that just summed up that, you know, Villa at that business end of the season just dropped too many silly points, and losing 1-0 away at Palace, then 2-1 at home to City. You know, that was one of the reasons why we didn't win the league that time under Taylor. But as you say, there's lots of great stories around. It's not only two near misses, it's the fact that, like Thomas, before we came runners-up under Taylor, we nearly got relegated. Then after Taylor left to take the England job, we nearly got relegated again with Venglos. And then Big Ron came in. It was another upward curve. It was a real yo-yo kind of strange flip-floppy kind of period. Extreme lows and extreme highs. And I think it made for a good story.
Absolutely. And Tom, the thing that fascinates me is that, as I say, I grew up as a football fan late 80s, early 90s. But it's kind of looking back now, you realise that period is less than a decade and just over a decade towards, obviously, yeah, in the early 90s after the European Cup. So much happened in that decade alone, and that's why obviously Richard as well, going into this fascinating 89 to 93 period, yeah, it's just amazing.
It's
what
brilliant.
Happened.
I mean, Richard's wrote the book, obviously winning the Champions League and then within 3, 4, 5 years getting relegated, and then obviously the next book, which carries on from there, and it's more or less says the things that happened. I mean, Graham Taylor turned up. So, like, you're looking at the whole, you get the two books, you've got a great period of Aston Villa's history. There was a lot of mistakes made, especially once they won the European Cup and the title of the European Cup and the Super Cup. A lot of mistakes were made, a lot of bad decisions were made, and a lot of it was ego. I mean, Doug Ellis is renowned at this football club, but Doug Ellis made some decisions that came back to haunt Aston Villa, and to be fair, they got out of it. They ended up nearly winning the title, and they ended up becoming what we are now. But mistakes were made, things happen, but you move on. But Richard, I think he's catalogued it perfectly.
Yeah. Just finally, Richard, I know that you're coming to the game tonight, so what are you expecting, and are you hopeful that the team that goes out there tonight can get the job done?
Always hopeful, Steve, but I'm a born pessimist. I just think I always feel the bubble's going to burst on one of those kind of people. But obviously, it's a great time for Villa now. We're all hoping it carries on. I worry a little bit that it's going to play a few people who haven't got enough minutes lately. You know, those guys coming back from injury. Obviously, Unai usually gets it right. Hopefully, he gets the balance right between not playing too many short on minutes at the same time. I mean, people have said that Palace will be bang up for it because they're, you know, it's probably their thing, the main thing that they've got to win this year. But could actually say the same for Villa. While it's a great period for Villa at the moment, we are unlikely to win the league. Although we're top of the Champions League table at the moment, it's highly unlikely we're going to win that. The FA Cup we haven't won for 70 odd years or whatever it is. So the League Cup probably still represents Villa's greatest hope of winning something this year. So, you know, I'm hopeful that we've put a strong enough team out and get the job done and keep moving on in the competition.
Well, I can tell you that the team news is in and we will have it very shortly on BBC Radio WM. But Richard Sydenham, just one final plug for the book that you've got out.
Thanks, Steve. I think, you know, it's a legacy thing as well. Gaz just spoke about the 82 boys.
I think we've lost him. That's unfortunate. I can tell you that the book is Nobody Remembers Seconds. Nobody Remembers Second. The author is Richard Sydenham, who's a massive Villa fan, who's going to the game tonight. It charts the period from 1989 to 1993. But we're focusing on the team of 2024. The team news is in.